Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. That's Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N. Thank you for joining us, and I feel like I should apologize to everyone for having to name this radio show the Age of Fission. It's not that I'm responsible for the fission that we're living in, but it is a reminder that we are living in it, and it's something we can't ignore. You know, on my radio show, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, on Mondays I interview activists from St. Louis. On Wednesdays I interview activists and healers from not just the nuclear industry, but all kinds of other, especially social engineering. We talk a lot about nuclear, but other ideas that are harming us. And on Fridays, it's a call-in Friday, but I have been doing, like this last Friday I interviewed Patty Amino. So it's kind of a fluid show, like today. Today is Monday, and I normally interview activists from St. Louis. And that is because St. Louis is having a catastrophe that the entire country, if not the world, is ignoring. It is untold catastrophic events unfolding in St. Louis. And I was not able to get anybody lined up for today's interview. I reached out to a few people, nobody responded. And I decided I was just not going to hammer people and go chase them down. Frankly, with tax seasons starting, school starts today, so I've got school starting today, the spring term. And I have kind of a busy life. I've had two people move into my home. So I really did not have time to chase people down for an interview. So I just decided over the weekend, instead of harassing people on Easter Sunday, do you want to be on my radio show? I thought I would just go to the Westlake Landfill Facebook page, which is where I recommend everybody going. You can go to the Westlake Landfill Facebook page or Coldwater Creek, just the facts, to find out current information and the status of what is going on. And true to form, Dawn Chapman, who is the hero of St. Louis, in my view, there are a few women in St. Louis who really, without them, this could not have happened. From my understanding, Kim Thone Vicentine, Dawn Chapman, Denise Brock, these are all women that people in St. Louis know quite well and now love and admire because they have worked diligently and quite hard to get information out to people who are living right next door to a nuclear dump site. I'm going to read you the latest story that is listed on the Westlake Landfill that was written on March 24th. Don Chapman, who I have interviewed a couple of times here on the radio show, posted this to her Westlake Landfill page, and it is a shocking story that this just gets printed out and acted like it's yesterday's news. In fact, I found it very disconcerting. Let me use that word, disconcerting. Still making that effort not to cuss, Mary. On this map, this is an internet newspaper that I'm reading from. It's the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's called in the Metro section. The title of the article is called EPA Maps Extent of Westlake Radioactive Contamination. And you know, the side, this is how they report this news. This is what shocks me. Right next to it, there's other stories to get you to go there. Most popular, number one, former Gasconade County deputy accused of sex crimes found dead in jail. Number two, pregnant teacher found shot to death in St. Louis home. Number three, NGA decision comes down to airbase versus urban renewal. Number four, Bullwin man killed in fatal crash near Eureka. Number five, stepfather gets 18 years in beating death of St. Louis toddler who took a piece of cake. Now, not that those stories are not important, but to be honest, this newspaper could have followed up with a lot more information on the radioactive contamination. The title of this story says, EPA maps extent of Westlake radioactive contamination. And wait until you hear what it says. And I will begin now. After almost a year of study, the Environmental Protection Agency says it believes it has completely mapped the extent of radioactive contamination at the Westlake landfill. These people are such liars, it just makes me spit nails. The findings come as the agency works to finalize plans for a barrier separating the burning Bridgeton landfill from the adjacent Westlake landfill, which was contaminated in the 70s with uranium processing waste dating to the Manhattan Project. Some of the material, mostly uranium decay products, was about 600 feet further south than prior EPA investigations had determined. That makes the distance between the fire and the radioactive waste only half as much as the agency's prior studies indicated. You notice they leave out the amount the prior studies indicated. What they had prior studied, earlier studies indicated it was 1,000 feet. So now they're saying it's about 500 feet away from the fire. The new map has put on some newly discovered material in the northern quarry of the Bridgeton landfill. But a line of wells and other equipment is meant to control the fire spread, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources has not raised any concerns in recent reports that the fire is spreading. You know what really is shocking about this, folks, is that there's no concern. There is no concern whatsoever. They're reporting this as if somebody's got the flu. While the footprint of the radiologically impacted material has changed, there is still no significant health risk posed by the radioactive waste at the Westlake landfill. Can this guy Brad Van, the EPA official overseeing the Westlake project, said during a call with reporters, the health risk for both on-site workers and those off-site hasn't changed. No, it hasn't changed because everybody's in grave danger. There's no significant health risk. That's code for you're screwed. Back to this story. The waste is in similar concentrations to what has already been identified in the landfill, the EPA says. And it is not the first investigation to identify a radiological contamination beyond the chain link fence surrounding Westlake. So check that out, folks. There's a chain link fence. There's not even a wall. There's no barrier. So when this place flooded, guess what happened? The newly discovered material beyond the fence is well below the surface, Van said, posing little risk for exposure. Landfill owner Republic Services still operates a waste transfer station near some of the contamination, but the general public isn't allowed to access the site. Procedures are in place to protect workers, Van said. Oh, well, we're so grateful for that. When the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers began looking for a path to build an underground wall in 1914, they realized they needed a better map. They needed to better map the ways to find a clear line for the barrier. Van said the agency doesn't believe the waste moved over the years. Prior investigations just didn't catch it. Wow. So you're telling us that the EPA says it doesn't believe the waste has moved for over the years? Wow. Now the agency says it has identified a clean path to build a wall. It hopes to begin construction next year after finalizing engineering plans and a legal agreement with landfill owner Republic Services. My question is, why is landfill owner Republic Services and not the Department of Energy? Not the DOE? That is a really good question. Why are they not taking it back? Residents have waited more than 2 years. The residents have waited a lot longer than 2 years, sir. You know, who is this guy that wrote this story? This is infuriating. His name is Jacob Barker at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He looks like a very young person. So he's just regurgitating what he's being told. No critical thinking going on here. Wow. Residents have waited for more than 2 years for a barrier separating the smoldering fire discovered in 2010 from the contaminated Westlake landfill. Some, angry with Westlake that Westlake has spent more than 25 years on EPA Superfund without resolution, has pushed to transfer the cleanup to a special Army Corps of Engineers program. A bill authorizing the transfer passed the U.S. Senate last month. That's what we're talking about. Some angry that Westlake has spent more than 25 years on the EPA Superfund list without resolution. Is that why these people want this to happen? Some are angry. This is called gaslighting, folks. When you're like questioned as to when you're making a reasonable response of someone who's battering you. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster, the Democratic candidate for governor, released a statement criticizing EPA for not having final barrier plans and calling the Corps to take over the cleanup of the site. Today's report confirms the EPA has never had a clear picture of the extent of contamination at the Westlake landfill, and it is deeply concerned that it took the EPA so long to figure that out, Koster's statement said. The EPA proposed capping Westlake in 2008, but a backlash from residents and activists who wanted the radioactive waste hauled out prompted the agency to reconsider its decision and undertake additional study. So in 2008, they were thinking of what, capping it, putting concrete on it, I guess? The EPA says it will propose whether to cap or excavate the radioactive waste in Westlake by the end of the year. I personally, that was my Freudian slip there, folks. I'm thinking that area around there needs to be evacuated. This is outrageous that the citizens of St. Louis have to live there. After being sued by Koster in 2013, Republic Services has installed more than $100 million in infrastructure to control the burning and treat contaminants. Company spokesman Richard Callow said in a statement that the study provides a better picture to the extent of contamination and the radioactive material isn't threatened by the burning landfill. That seems a good and important step towards reaching a final decision by the end of the year, said Callow. So, listen, if any of the residents of St. Louis are listening to this radio broadcast and would like to call in, I'm going to give you out our number. It's 718-717-8296. So if you're in St. Louis and you want to pipe in on this conversation, please do, because I honestly could not bring it in my heart to chase people down on Easter weekend to be on the radio show this morning. It just did not seem like an appropriate thing to do, so I didn't do that. So there's another story at the Westlake landfill here that I really, as we scroll down and the other page, and I think I'll click on there myself as we're talking on Facebook, is Coldwater Creek's Just the Facts. Now, these are people who are either living in St. Louis or have lived in St. Louis. Westlake Landfill is a page that was started by a group of moms, Coldwater Creeks, and people on both of these sites have lived or do live in St. Louis, and they are suffering or have suffered from the negative effects of radiation. And frankly, I did this sort of experiment where I wanted to see where all the radiation was, where all the nuclear waste was in the United States. And it does not look good, folks. We have grotesquely ignored probably the worst contaminant in the history of the planet. It is all over the United States. I mean, there are a few pockets, but we're pretty much super screwed on this one. I mean, we have completely ignored it, and they're going on this idea that really that our bodies can handle it and our bodies cannot handle it. We get autoimmune diseases. That's one of the first things that shows up is autoimmune diseases, little skin rashes, irritability, things like that. And we have not even really studied the psychological effects of it all. And we have not really figured out in our brains how radiation affects us emotionally. Scientists have really just been, I mean, they were mortified. This is why they pretty much have shut down the scientific study on it. They're pretty much mortified on what happens when you expose even a small amount. Who was it? Mr. Gilmedi. He's a scientist out in New Mexico. Dana Durnford exposed this little rat. He has been torturing beagles for the last 30 years. He keeps testing them for the smallest amount of radiation. He keeps testing them for he lowering and lowering the amounts of he injects them with a small amount of radiation. He's trying to find how little radiation can be ingested or consumed by our bodies without it affecting us. And to this day, every single study that he has ever shown shows that radiation harms animals. Now, if it's going to harm animals, this statement by this EPA guy that there's no harm to human health is just a straight up lie. It is a straight lie. There is no reason for these people to just continue to lie to us time after time after time. So, let me see. My goodness. I just clicked on the obituaries, and I have to say it's kind of sad that the obituaries in St. Louis to see how many people and how many people are dying today. View all the obituaries today. How old are they? These people are not all old people. Most of the time when we read about obituaries, it's, mostly older people who have lived a long time. But this is really sad. I know that the people of St. Louis have taken this very seriously now that they've realized exactly what it is, but so few people want to be able to face it because it is such a hard thing. Here's another story that I found this morning. It's called Wagner Responds to New EPA Report on Westlake. Now, this is a very short story, but it kind of gives you the idea. Now, Wagner is the Republican congressperson for that district. And she is being challenged, I believe, by Bill Otto, who is a Democrat who is currently in the Senate, and he, I believe, is challenging her for this seat. Yesterday, the Environmental Protection Agency released its most recent monthly report on the status of the Westlake landfill. The EPA report further tested excuse me, the EPA reported further testing to determine the extent of the radiologically impacted material. That, by the way, is called RIM, folks. They love these acronyms. Testing showed RIM is present in the north quarry of the Bridgeton landfill, showing the RIM is closer to the fire than previously thought, by half. That's what the other story said, by half. Upon learning the results of the testing, Congressman Ann Wagner, Missouri Republican Missouri from District 2, released the following statement. I am disappointed the EPA has once again proven they cannot be trusted to properly manage the danger to public health at the Westlake landfill. For years, the agency has assured families that the radioactive material was isolated to one area, and we know that is not the case. We must prioritize the safety and security of those living in the Westlake community, which is why I will not stop fighting the EPA until the EPA hands over the management of the landfill to the trusted Army Corps of Engineers. She is still, after all, a Republican, folks. So I don't know. I know that that statement doesn't go down very well with people, but I personally would never vote for a Republican. And yes, I'm biased. And yes, I'm politically incorrect. But I'm really sick of political correctness in our country. That is what has harmed us more than anything else. We've got to just stop acting like we're enemies of each other. You know, Republicans aren't my enemies. I think that they are... I don't know. I think their values are incorrect. It's, you know, big business is not going to save us. You know, Roosevelt passed 3,500 executive orders, over 3,500 executive orders. And you know why he had to do that? Because the Congress would not pass any of the deals that went, any of the legislation from the New Deal. Congress just was perfectly happy watching children working as slave laborers, watching old people selling pencils, as Ronald Reagan famously said, and who else? His protege. Gosh, I always forget that guy's Romney. Romney said that old people can go out and sell pencils on the corner. Remember that? You can go sell pencils, give your life some meaning, and sell pencils on the corner. What a ridiculous statement. You know, it's, although I have to say, Obama did not do us any favors either. It's almost as if the Republicans and the Democrats, there is no difference between the two of them. Right now we have St. Louis. People are dying. Just go to this Westlake landfill page and you can read the stories in the comments of what people are asking. They are shocked. They are totally, totally shocked. Oh, here's in March 24th. I mean, we have to hand it to Dawn Chapman. She is quite relentless, and she is very willing to get herself out there. And Karen Nickel. Karen Nickel put up this post this morning, the one that I just read to you, Wagner said, response to the new EPA report on this. And it is a sad fact. It is a sad fact that the Congress, even if they have the right intentions, guess what? The new N-word is nuclear, folks. That's something that is politically incorrect that we cannot say. And, you know, they honestly, we're not supposed to talk, just like the people in Japan, we're not supposed to talk about the radiation that's affecting us here in the United States. The difference is in Japan, and frankly, it's not working. People in Japan are still protesting. They have silence laws now. They're secrecy laws. That's what they are, the secrecy laws in Japan. Journalists are not allowed to ask about the radiation from Fukushima. They're just not allowed to talk about it. And they are forcing people to move back into Fukushima. And frankly, in Fukushima, they are offering women money, pregnant women money, to move back into the area, which is the most inhumane thing in the world when you consider that babies in utero are the most affected of any other humans on the planet. I honestly don't know how the Japanese people can live with themselves, or even, frankly, Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt, all these people, Governor Jay Nixon. What is wrong with Governor Jay Nixon, you guys? I mean, honestly, this is really, really, really sad. Now the national news is covering it. On March 24th, ABC News did a story about the Environmental Protection Agency covering an underground radioactive debris for the last 47 years. I mean, just so completely outrageous. Let me see what it says. There's another article here that I want to read, and it talks about the thorium levels, and it is so shocking. Most of the waste at the Westlake landfill is mostly thorium, and it is just out of control. If you were to click onto any of the Westlake landfill pages where they have Don Chapman posted, where they have all these radiological sites all along the creek and all along the river, just dotted. I mean, it's not just one site, folks. I wish I could impart to you, if we had a video, I could show this to you, but it's so outrageous. If you just look at this area where the Westlake landfill is, and they're dotting it out as if they're just, logging in where the birds are. It's what's shocking to me is just the commonality of it, the attitude of it's just not that big of a deal. I mean, this is really the outrageousness of it all, you know. Let me give out the phone number again. It's 718-717-8296. If you want to give us a call, please do. I would love to hear from you. And, I think that if anybody from St. Louis wants to give us a call and talk to us, that would be super awesome. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking about what's going on in St. Louis because it is so outrageous. Let me do this. Let me see what old Governor Nixon's saying about it. Let's see. Governor Nixon, St. Louis. Nixon radiation. This is how I do my Googles, is I just type in the names. Governor J. Nixon, he's actually telling us that the radiation is legal. Let's pull up his contact number again, and let's give him another call. Let's give a shout out so you guys can actually reach this guy, because it is so outrageous. Governor Jay Nixon's office, when I have called them before, told me that it is actually no problem. They don't think that there's any problem. They think that it's just not that. They don't see it as an emergency. People have lived there for a long time. His office told me, well, people have lived there for a long time. And, it's kind of a shock. So, anyways, I do not know how we are going to get through to these folks, people. I really have no idea, because we have to do something. The people of St. Louis, their children are dying. The older people, that they're not even old people, they're older people. People over 30, 35, 40, they're starting to get very, very sick. I mean, I had attempted to get an interview going on with Mary Osco, who I guess is the poster child for what is really wrong with St. Louis. Here's a woman with 4-stage lung cancer who has never smoked a day in her life, very sick, living right next to Coldwater Creek, right next to the contamination. And the government is, she's out there speaking, publicly speaking and talking to people, but it's almost as if it does not matter. Nobody in the St. Louis government really does not care. So, anyways, the phone number to call in is 718-717-8296 if anybody in St. Louis wants to give us a call. I hope you had a great Easter and had a good time with your family, because family and friends is all that really does matter. When it really gets down to it, what brings us through all of this is family and friends. And what matters is, how well are we going to prepare the future for our children? If we were to stop all of the nuclear pollution today, we have an industry for the next 10,000 years in remediating the harm that has been caused to human life and all of the life on this planet. If anybody hasn't noticed, we are in the middle of a massive die-off. And if you take a look at where I was speaking about this earlier, where is the radiation in the United States? I couldn't believe it when I interviewed Kay Dry. She created a map where all the nuclear facilities were, and there were, I counted, 51 sites east of the Mississippi. Now, that is not all the nuclear reactors. That is just all the sites where there is nuclear reactors planned. Each one of those sites has 2 to 3 reactors. There's over 100 sites east of the Mississippi. So east of the Mississippi is one gigantic radiological toxic mess, just by nature that every single nuclear power plant produces enough waste for 1,000 atomic bombs, the size that we dropped on Hiroshima, each year. So we have had this, we have been going on for 20, 25 years. So we've got 25,000 times 1,000 at each nuclear facility. That's how much waste we have, folks. This is a mind-boggling, catastrophic emergency. I mean, this St. Louis is the tip of the iceberg, which is why I've adopted St. Louis on Monday. St. Louis is just the beginning of what we're seeing. It's the cat out of the bag. They can't contain it. If they could contain it, we wouldn't have heard one little peep of out of this. So this is, when I say St. Louis is us, St. Louis is us. And for the American people to just act as if they're good, ethical, good, strong Christians or Muslims or whatever religion you want to call yourself, or even an atheist, but you're, a good citizen of the world while you're ignoring the nuclear pollution, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Quite wrong. I again, I have contacted PELC, the Pacific, Environmental Law Conference that I protested this last year. I've sent them a letter, and I'm going to send them another letter asking them if I can create a panel. I have not gotten a response. But I am frankly dumbfounded every day that I wake up, and it has only, it's like a train that's gaining speed with me. Like I'm feeling like I'm just pushing this velocity down. We have a gigantic catastrophe on our hands, and nobody is paying attention. Nobody. And the tip of the iceberg is St. Louis. And when the EPA says they have contained where all this waste is, it's a fat lie. It's a huge fat lie. If nothing else, because St. Louis is constantly being flooded. So here, let me give you out Governor Jay Nixon's office once again, 573 573- 751-3222, and we need him to declare a state of emergency for the people of St. Louis. Near the Westlake Landfill, near the Coldwater Creek, because those two areas are where all of the nuclear. Now, when they say they moved out all that nuclear, the good news is, and I have to say, I was talking to a friend of mine who went to India to plant food for us. Her name is Charlotte Anthony. She started the Victory Gardens here in Eugene, Oregon, and then moved away to India for a couple of years. Just got back. She's in Eastern Oregon, and she's planting a food forest out in Eastern Oregon. And we were talking about the nuclear pollution. And I was telling her about Scott's, the Mohemp, the plant remediation. And she said, absolutely, that is the best way to go. She was very actively engaged in the remediation of the soil in New Orleans after the big oil contamination spill down there. And what they did was they used mushrooms, and mushrooms also absorbed all the contaminants up. So we were talking about it, and she said, all is not lost, but we need to actively engage in restoring the earth. We could do this phytoremediation with a canif or cannabis or mushrooms, and we can have our earth back. We can help. But what we can't stop is the DNA damage that's already happening. So we need to actively get engaged in forcing our Congress and our senators, to do this. So anyways, I'm going to go back. I apologize for this. I'm a little bit nonplussed by all of this information of what's going on and just the complete lack of, just lies. The nuclear industry does nothing but lie. Is that all they can do? And yes, I guess that is all they can do. I don't know. So maybe what I'll do right now, since I have this on the phone, I think what I'll do is I'll take this phone number and we're going to call the governor's office, because why not? It's the day after Easter, and we might as well do something to actively engage with this and talk to them. They're not going to like it, but that's the way it'll be. Let's see if we can add this into the phone call. See what this will say. I'm going to call Governor Jay Nixon's office right now and ask them what is the story on declaring a state of emergency in the St. Louis landfill area, especially now that we know it's 50% closer. So we'll see what they say. Hopefully we can get through here and we can talk to them. Are they allowing us to get through? We might end up with a phone message. I don't think they're going to answer the phone, folks. So what are they going to say to us?
Governor's office, please hold.
Okay, so at least we're on hold, so that's a good thing. So we've got, it's 8:36, we've got a few minutes here, and I am going to go back to this story so I can reference it and see what they say to us about it, because that was a pretty shocking story that the Westlake landfill is 50% closer to the fire than it was previously thought about. So that's not something we want to just ignore, you know. So Governor Jay Nixon's office has told me in the past that they believe that the radiation is actually not that big of a deal. They think that they're being told that it's not an emergency by the EPA, so they're going with it and they're running with it. But if you look at what's going on here, there are people living within a mile of the Westlake landfill, 2 miles, 3 miles, 5 miles of the Westlake landfill. And the problem with radiation is you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't feel it. It probably does make you feel different, but it's probably so subtle you don't even recognize it. So, this is just the completely insane thing about it all. So, I don't know. The phone number to call in if anybody is in St. Louis and wants to give us a call is 718-717-8296. I can link you in into the governor's office. We're still on hold with the governor's office, folks. So this is what happens when you call the governor's office. They'll put you on hold. And my guess is with the governor's office, they're just going to tell us we have to talk to the media office. Or are they just going to leave us on hold for a long time until we have to hang up? This is what I do. When I call them, I just hold out. We have to have more stick-with-itness than they do, you know. So it's actually incredible that we are living in a country where we're eating off our own arms. So it's so outrageous, folks. I'm just dumbfounded. I cannot believe it. Here I am on the radio 3 or 4 times a week. You think that this is what makes everybody happy? I mean, we actually really believed our government was protecting us. There is, on the Coldwater Creek, just the facts, please. There is a survey. If you're in this area, you can log in and take a multi-case survey study. So this is something that can help you quite a bit. It's the people of St. Louis are having to track for themselves. In order for the CDC, this is what Kim says, in order for the CDC to investigate, there needs to be clear evidence of a cancer cluster. This is defined as similar types of cancer in a given period of time in a specific area. If you, your child, or a loved one grew up in the area that has been affected, please post your name or loved one affected, date of diagnosis, type of cancer, and current status, i.e. in remission, active cancer, deceased, etc. This will help those who are trying to build a case. So people are actually posting on information of what their family members died of and how they had it. It's really sad. One person, deceased at age 55, grew up playing in Coldwater Creek.
Governor's office, thanks for holding.
Yes, my name is Lonnie Clark, and I am with the Age of Fission radio show, and I'm actually live and on the air right now. I'm calling regarding St. Louis. So I am wondering if I can either speak to you or your media office, because we, you know, the citizens of St. Louis have delivered over 12,000 signatures to the governor's office to take some action and declare a state of emergency surrounding the Westlake landfill. And recent studies by the EPA, excuse me, sir?
Yes, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the current study by the EPA shows that the fire at the is nearing the Westlake landfill is twice as close as they previously thought. They were thinking it was 1,000 feet, and now they're saying it's less than 500 feet away. And we are supposed to be waiting for a year for the EPA to start building a wall in that fire. So we're wondering what is keeping the governor from declaring a state of emergency. The fire is less than 50% away.
All right, yes, ma'am. So we definitely are apprised of the situation and aware of that recent report that came out. Let me get you over to our, you said you're live and on the air currently on a,
yes.
On a radio show? Or
yes, it's called the Age of Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N. It's www.ucy.tv/AOF. That's how you can identify the show. And every single Monday, I have activists on from St. Louis. Today, because it was Easter, I didn't actually, you know, hound anybody to come in and get on the radio show just because it was Easter. I thought I'd give them a break. So I am actually, you know, reporting on the news that is surrounding St. Louis, and I was shocked. I'm on the air, and I was shocked that there is a report that says it's 50% closer, and the governor is still taking no action to protect the people of St. Louis.
All right, yes, ma'am. Let me get you over to our media line. All right, one moment.
Thank you. So here we are. We're waiting to speak to somebody. And what?
Governor Nixon's office.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. My name is Lonnie Clark, and I am the host of the Age of Fission radio show on UCY.TV. It's an alternative radio show on the air. And every single Monday, I interview activists from St. Louis since I discovered this story about 6 or 7 months ago. I didn't get on any activists or any citizens this weekend out of respect for the Easter weekend. I sort of opted to leave people alone and not, you know, hound down an interview. And I was reading some stories this morning, and I was really shocked to read that the EPA has now identified the Westlake landfill as being 50% closer to the Westlake landfill, the fire, as 50% closer to the Westlake landfill radiological site. And I'm concerned that the governor has not taken that seriously and is not declaring a state of emergency to move, you know, once an emergency is declared, we can use some federal funds to help move out those affected families. So
okay,
what is the governor's position on this?
Okay, and let me, that would actually be a question for our press secretary. I just answered the main press line. Let me see if he's in his office. Just one moment.
So here we go, folks. They're going to waste our time on the air, sending us around from one person to the next, and then what they're going to say is he just doesn't see it as that big of a deal. It's just not that busy. So there we go. Can you believe it? It's actually kind of shocking. So, wow. How long do you think they're going to put us on hold here? It's 44 minutes into the show, so we've got a few minutes. So let's just keep moving on while we're on hold. Let's talk about something else, because this Westlake landfill thing is not getting better. There's a new story, EPA fire, nuclear waste closer to the Bridgeton landfill fire. Hello?
Ma'am.
Yes?
He's currently not in his office. Can I get you to send him an email?
I will send him an email, and what I'd like to do is get him in for an interview, because this is an outrageous. I'm just going to publicly voice the outrage for the people of St. Louis and for the people of America. Governor Nixon is ignoring the threat to the rest of America. As long as you continue to ignore the people of your own city, your own state, You are sending a loud and clear message to the rest of America that you do not care about the harm that radiation causes to the public of America. Because that landfill is not under control. And the governor knows it's not under control. It's less than 500 feet away. And to date, there have been people in St. Louis who are working every single day to get the governor to take this action seriously. And frankly, it is unacceptable. And the attitude needs to change. So, yes, you can give me that phone, that email address. But honestly, I hope that you will express our discontent with the governor's attitude, laissez-faire attitude, towards the death of 12-year-old children. There are countless stories, of which the governor knows many of them. But this is not something that he can isolate himself from. It is going to happen to every single person in Missouri if the governor does not take action. So I would like that email address.
Okay. It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, dot Holste, H-O-L-S-T-E, and that's at mo.gov, M-O.gov.
G-O-V. Scott.Holste, H-O-L-S-T-E. Now, do I add another dot? No.
No, it's just at mo.gov.
Well, I will, and I hope that we can get a response. I don't know how you feel, but you live in Missouri. The people of St. Louis are being murdered by the nuclear pollution still to this day from World War II. They're World War II victims that literally at this point, it's not just an accident. It's murder in my view. This is murder to knowingly expose people to death and do nothing about it. I know that's a harsh statement, but guess what? That happens to be the facts. People are dying. And our government is doing nothing about it. They're not offering one little bit of help at all to any of the people at all affected by that radiological contamination. It is a public outrage. And I'm ashamed to be an American. If this is how America behaves towards its people, I'm ashamed to be American. And I hope that you will tell that to the governor.
All right, well, I will certainly pass that along. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye. So that was me voicing my outrage, folks. I cannot believe that they just go to work and come home and go to work and come home and act like they are not being affected. It is an outrage. It's a complete outrage. So, you know, we have a few minutes left here, and, you know, to the people of St. Louis, if you were listening, my heart goes out to you, and you definitely have to live every day you wake up and you put your courage feet on, because it takes serious, hardcore courage to have to live in that environment. I mean, I honestly, like, we love the places that we live. We love our country. We love our families, you know. I know that I'm somewhat of a transplant. I grew up in Los Angeles, and I'll be honest, when I go back down to California, where I grew up, it's not the same. The place where I grew up doesn't exist anymore. And I venture to say that that is what's happening to a lot of people who make it past 40 now. Where we were and who we thought we were, that does not exist. It's been summarily destroyed by trickle-down economics. And we have gotten ourselves into the Governor Jay Nixon's office just expects us just to accept living in radiological poisoning. They've offered no help, not one little bit of help to families like Don Chapman, who lives within 5 miles of the Westlake landfill. And it's not just the physical, it's the emotional toll and the financial toll. People that are living near the Westlake landfill and every single nuclear radiological dump site have medical conditions that they have to pay for. We don't live in a country that has socialized medicine where you can just go to the doctor and if you get sick, the government's going to pay for it. We live in a country where if you get sick and you don't have the right kind of insurance, you die. Your child dies. If you can't pay for the mega specialist, your child dies. And people have had to bury their children at the hands of the United States government. And I'm serious. I consider this to be murder. And I know that's not politically correct to say that, but that is what it is. It's a slow time bomb going off in St. Louis. And we've seen it happen. We don't even have to wait for it to happen. We see people with cancer, with tumors, children dying, oncology rates off the charts, heart attacks off the charts. It's outrageous. And guys like Governor Jay Nixon just go to work. Scott Holstein goes to work. He's tried to spin this. How do you spin allowing people to die? How do you spin that? How do you spin allowing the EPA to just ignore radiological contamination spewing all over the Midwest? Because what do you think happens when it floods, folks? It floods and the radiation goes everywhere. And not only that, it's not just the Westlake landfill. They dump this stuff all over St. Louis and other places. Other places, you know. I mean, we know for a fact that it was dumped in places up north. They've spread the love. And now what are we doing? We've got the whole east of the Mississippi radiologically contaminated. So that they're sharing the love, they're dumping all of the nuclear waste on all of the Native American lands. They just bring it there and just dump it. They don't really have much choice. The, you know, uranium tailings are all over. I think they said 100% of the uranium tailings go on 60% of the Native American lands. So that's, you know, where we're at. It's just such an outrage. So we have a few minutes left. And I am going to be emailing Mr. Scott Holstein, and I will read his response on the air if I get a response. We'll see how long it takes. I will send him an email today and ask him what they're going to do about this. But that latest story that says the fire is 50% closer, why isn't the governor jumping up and down? Why are not the elected officials freaking out? Why? I mean, the fire is 50% closer. They know. Actually, what it's logically, you know what it's telling me is they know that it's right there. You know, I have been told that when that fire gets to the radiological material, it's not going to create a big fire. It's not going to blow up. It'll just, it's gas. So we won't even see it. Again, you don't see it. You don't hear it. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. It's completely invisible to us. It's the invisible killer. That's what radiation is. It's the invisible killer. So it is time for every single person listening to this radio station, and I don't know how many of you there are, but people need to get active. You know, make a simple phone call like I did just now. Call the governor. We need to call the governor. We need to call Claire McCaskill, Roy Blunt. We need to be calling Ann Wagner, Lacey Clay's office. We need to call the one holdout, Pallone, Frank Pallone of New Jersey. Ask him to move it out of committee. I mean, essentially, the city of St. Louis and the contamination in St. Louis is being held hostage by a representative from New Jersey who has no vested interest or seemingly no vested interest in Republic Services. You know, I uncovered this idea a few weeks ago, to which I've really hit a brick wall, that his wife has some vested interest with the EPA. But, you know, the wall of secrecy is, you know, in Japan, they passed a secrecy law to keep the Japanese people from talking about radiation. Well, in the United States, the secrecy goes the opposite way. The secrecy goes from the government out. We don't have an open and transparent government. We have a government that tells us we're on a need-to-know basis, and we basically don't need to know. They don't care. They honestly don't care whether we know or don't know. I venture to say if we were to look at the real data from this report from the EPA, we would see that the fire is very close. My guess would be is that the EPA has grotesquely underestimated where this is. And this goes along with the gaslighting, folks. We're just completely, you know, bamboozled to the point where, you know, we're self-conscious about should we trust the government or do we doubt the government? What do we say? You know what I mean? So I just find it completely outrageous. We have just, I don't know how we're going to do it. You know, I supported Kevin Blanch for over 2 years. He went out to practically all these cities all over the state, the country. He went to different places. Nobody shows up. People don't, you know, at the 3/11 anniversary, the quote anniversary, the commemoration of 3/11, the 5-year commemoration here in Eugene, Oregon, 5 people showed up. Now, we do have quite a big Japanese population. There's enough Japanese population here in Eugene, Oregon, that they have like a little Hiroshima festival every year to commemorate the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Not one of those people were out speaking against the 3/11 contamination. Just as in St. Louis, people basically continue to, you know, act like it's all normal. You know, it's really okay. And are we supposed to just act like it's, you know, it's okay for our children to get cancer? It's okay for our children to have autoimmune diseases, that we're all going to be dying at 50, 55? We're going backwards on the scale of longevity. Quality of life is diminishing thanks to the nuclear pollution. We're going to accept a lesser quality of life because our elected officials are cowards and can't stand up to Republic services and Bechtel, the likes of Bechtel. Or is it just that it's about money? People want to have their jobs. You know, if you can make a job, if you get your job and you're earning $120,000 a year working for the nuclear industry, or you have the option of doing something similar and making $35,000 a year, which one would you work for? And this is the poison pill. If you want the job for $120,000 a year doing a pretty nominal, minimal job just shoveling dirt, you have to keep your trap shut about all the pollution and all the death that it's going to cause. So that's coercion. That's essentially, we have a society built on coercion. It's outrageous. It's a complete outrage, folks. And I really don't know how we're going to change this, except that it starts with each one of us. Every single one of us have to decide that we love life more than we love money. That we don't have to worry about all the money, because guess what the universe provides for us? It's going to give us, the money is a human invention. We actually can get by just fine without it. Just like the electricity, we don't need it. The sun comes up and the sun goes down every single day. You know, and in the meantime, we have to learn how to live around it. So it's 8:58. We have about a minute left on the radio show. I want to thank everybody for listening. This is the Age of Fission radio show, F-I-S-S-I-O-N. It is the new age that we're living in, and it is the untold story. So we are now telling it on UCY.TV radio. And I believe that this station is probably one of the biggest anti-nuclear advocates really in the world that I've seen. I haven't really seen any other venue where you have more than one show that's anti-nuclear. So I encourage everyone to put your courage feet on, take action, call Governor Jay Nixon's office, tell him that we definitely need to have a state of emergency declared. And, you know, please do share this radio show with everybody that you can. We'll look forward to talking to you on Wednesday. Put your courage feet on, you guys. Take care.